Let's go back to Kathleen O'Mara at the Irish Cancer Society. Good morning again, Kathleen.
Good morning, Gavin.
At the moment, if you're a woman between the ages of 50 and 64, you're offered screening, a scan for breast cancer. You want that extended. Why?
Well, it's extended because it was promised to be extended, but also because lives are at stake. According to figures from the International Agency for Research into Cancer, about 87 lives, based on the population in Ireland between 65 to 69 of women, but 87 lives will be saved every year if this programme is extended. And it's internationally recommended that it would be, and we want it done in next year, 2015.
You said there was a commitment to extend it. It was promised in various different government commitments. What's the delay, or why is the delay in your view?
Money. Last year, at budget time, it was one of the cuts made. We hope that it has only been delayed for a year, and we want to see it in 2015. Now, the Minister for Health, the former Minister for Health, and indeed the Minister for Finance have said that it will be extended if resources allow. We hope that given, you know, the improvement in the, in government finances, that this will be one of the positive choices made in this budget.
Briefly, Kathleen, for women between the ages of 65 and 69 now, can they request screening?
Well, they will not really. I mean, they can get a mammogram privately, but they won't be part of a population-based screening programme. And we have an excellent programme. BreastCheck is an excellent programme, and it is saving lives. But unless you are showing symptoms or unless you have a particular concern, like a family history,
yes,
you know, you won't really be referred for a mammogram.
Okay.
But it's the recommendation, the international recommendation is that women between the ages of 50 and 69 are screened every 2 years. The second highest incidence of cancer is between women in the 60s, in their 60s. And, you know, it's time to do it. It makes sense. It will save lives and ultimately it will save money too.
Kathleen O'Mara, thank you for speaking to us. That's Kathleen O'Mara, Head of Advocacy at the Irish Cancer Society at the Second Attempt. A minute to nine.